Horios, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. Now the Mishnah wants to discuss a case when the Beis Din made their erroneous, lenient ruling, and then the majority of the people followed that ruling, and then they realized they made a mistake and changed it back. But then someone who didn't know they changed it back, making it forbidden, so relying on the old leniency, goes and does this Avera. So what's the consequences for him? Now you'll recall in the previous Mishnah we said that we were going like Rabbi Yehuda, who held that a private person who relies on the Beis Din, Sanhedrin, never brings a chatas in such a scenario, but the halacha doesn't follow that. The halacha follows the Shitas of the Chachamim, which is that a private person does bring a chatas if he wasn't part of the whole Jewish people doing this Avera, the majority of the Jewish people. And the various Tanaim in our Mishnah here, Mishnah Beis, will be following the Chacham and the halacha. Okay, so it gets a little confusing, but here we go. Mishnah says inside, Horu Beis Din. If the Sanhedrin rules that something which is an Isser Kares is actually permitted, they say you're allowed to double knot your shoes on Shabbos, which is Isser Dorais of kosher on Shabbos, but they said you could do it, and then the next Shabbos, the majority of people double knot their shoelaces on Shabbos, and then the Yadu, they realized, the Beis Din realizes Shetau, that they made a mistake, they clarify the matter, say, oh no, double knots actually are a problem, and therefore they release a new Psak, which reverses the original leniency and says, no more double-lining shoelaces on Shabbos, the Chazar Ben, and they therefore retract their ruling. Bein Sheheviu Kaparasan. So then, whether or not they already brought their Parhelim Shel Davar, Bein Sheheviu Kaparasan, if they didn't, Vahalach, and then another person who didn't hear that they retracted their leniency, and he goes the next Shabbos after retraction, and he double knots his shoes, va'asa al pien. He relies on their leniency, which they've meanwhile retracted, but he didn't know they retracted it. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, in that scenario, that fellow who made the mistake relying on the Beis Din will be exempt from bringing a chatas. Okay? Meaning, Rabbi Shimon holds in general a private person does bring a chatas. That's the halacha. But a private person who does an Isser relying on the Sanhedrin brings a chatas, I should have said, assuming that the majority of the people didn't follow that erroneous ruling. But he says over here, once it's a majority of people who made the mistake, so then whether or not if he relied upon the Sanhedrin, he is exempt from bringing a chatas, and that's true whether or not they even brought their Helem Davar, Par Helem Davar. Now, there's something a little strange here that Rav Chaim Halevi asks. He says, wait a second, something doesn't make sense here. I appreciate that you could bring a Parhelim Davar instead of a private Chatas to effect atonement, but you can't bring a Korban and then that will effect atonement for something that happens in the future, only for something that happens in the past. So how could it work that the Sanhedrin brings their Parhelim Davar and after that someone goes and does an Avera, that he could get atonement through that korban which has been brought already? He can't. Impossible. Therefore, Reb Chaim says, the pshat, like the lumdus here, is that a person who relies on the Sanhedrin, along with the rest of Klal Yisrael, he's like rolled into the rest of Klal Yisrael, and that's why he's exempt from being a private chatas, regardless of whether or not a Helem Davar is brought. Okay, so that's what's happening over here in our Mishnah so far. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Safik. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that's the case. Actually, I just don't know what this person's situation is. Why? Because this person, he was, yes, relying on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, which the majority of people did do. But meanwhile, they've retracted their opinion. And he could have, if he could have, found out that they retracted it, then he should have found out. And therefore, you can't just say, I was ignorant of the law and therefore is exempt. So therefore, there's a good reason to think that what he did was really kind of negligent. And if he's negligent, he would be exempt from being a chatas. But if he really was not negligent, it's not, meaning like he, since he didn't actually know, it's kind of like a shogeg and he should be chayav a chatas. So since Rabbi Eliezer holds, we don't know if he should or shouldn't bring a chatas. There is a separate korban in existence, we said in the introduction to the Masechta, called the Asham Tali. The Asham Tali is brought when a person is in a situation of suffix. He doesn't know if he's obligated to bring a chatas or not. So then he can bring, he can't bring a chatas out of suffix, but he could bring an Asham Tali that suspends the consequences of if he had to bring a chata. So therefore, Elazar is saying, in this scenario I described before, he'd have to bring a asham tali, because he's in a situation of safek, whether he's chayav to bring a chatas. So now, we're going to elaborate a little further on this. Says the Mishnah, Ezu safek. So what's the scenario that this person, who is the kind of person who is in the safek? That's the guy that's Yashav lo besoch beso. He was hanging out at home. He lives in Yerushalayim. He's hanging out at home. And the Sanhedrin made his ruling lenient. Then it changed the ruling back to not lenient after all. And he's around. So he could have found out because he could have just, you know, gone to the bezdin and looked on their bulletin board and see what's going on over there. And therefore, chayev, he's obligated to bring an asham talui. He's chayev because of the suffix situation. However, halach lo medina sayam, if he's left town and now he's overseas, so of course he couldn't find out if the Sanhedrin changed their psak. This is a time before telephones, etc., of course. So therefore, he doesn't know what they said. He's out of Yerushalayim, he's out of town. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar would agree with Rabbi Shimon that patzer, that he's exempt from bringing any korban, no exempt from bringing a chatas, and since he's for sure exempt from bringing a chatas, for sure there's no reason to bring an asham tali. He's not in a situation of safek. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Moda ani bazeh. He says, yeah, I kind of agree with you, meaning I kind of agree with this notion of there is such a thing as a suffix and maybe an asham tali, but he just doesn't agree with the exact hagdara, the exact definition of when this person is considered to be, that he wasn't negligent because he couldn't have found out about, couldn't reasonably expect it to find out about the change of the Sanhedrin back to saying something is forbidden. So Rabbi Akiva is going to basically, let me say it outside first. He's going to say, if a person has left the country, then for sure he could not be expected to know that the Sanhedrin changed its psak, and therefore he is a shogeg, and therefore since the rest of Klal Yisrael also did this avera, he's rolled up with them and he'll be exempt from being chathas or anything else, no suffix there. And he also agrees that if the fellow were in town and he was, you know, twiddling his thumbs, he really should have found out about the updated psak back to Isser, and therefore it's a question if he really is a shogi or maybe he's closer to Mazid, and therefore it's a suffix, and therefore he'll have to bring an asham tali. But Rabbi Kiva says there is a middle case. The middle case is he's still in town, but he is preparing to go on his trip abroad, and therefore he is tarud. He's very busy. He can't be expected to run to the bezin every 5 minutes checking the updated psak because he's got things to prepare. He's busy. And that being the case, he is not considered to be close to being willful. He's much more closer to being considered a shogeg, and therefore he's going to be, since the rest of the Klal Yisrael made the mistake like he did previously, he will be rolled up with them, and therefore he'll be exempt from bringing any korban, including a chatas, and certainly from bringing an ashram tali. Inside it says, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mod ani bazeh. I agree with that in principle, but you know what? If a guy is preparing to go overseas and therefore hasn't gone, but he's kind of busy, shu karov liftor minachova. He actually is closer to being exempt than to being obligated, and therefore he will be exempt from bringing even the Ashram Tali. But if he's out of town altogether, he's for sure a potter. If he's in town and nothing else to do, then he would be chayav and Ashram Tali. Amarlo Ben Azai says for Bikiva, Mashna, what difference does it make if this guy ze mina yoshim abeso from the other guy who's at home? Both of them are sitting in Yerushalayim. Both of them could at any time pick up and go check out what's going on in the Sanhedrin and get an updated psak and find out it's usher after all. Rabbi Kiva answers, shayoshim abeso efsha haylo lishishama. The guy who's sitting around at home in Yerushalayim, he's got all the time in the world. What better thing could he possibly do than keep up to date on the Piskei Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin's rulings? The Zeb, but this guy who's busy, he's about to go. It wasn't possible for him to go and hear the updated psak because he was busy preparing for his trip.